Opening credits. You are listening to The Judgment, Book 3 in the Impact series. Written by C.K. Westbrook. Narrated by Alex Bitten. Published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Incorporated. Copyright C.K. Westbrook and 2023. All rights reserved. Acknowledgements. I must thank Four Horsemen Publications for their continued support of me and this series. Val, Jen, Erica, and Beau have made me an author and taught me how to publish novels, and I am extremely grateful. This time, I'm not only thanking Chelsea for her help in bringing these stories into the world, but I'm also dedicating this book to her. I can't think of a better way to honor her contribution to this series. I must thank Denise again for her support, friendship, and sharing of her expertise and experience in many fields. I am immensely grateful to my sisters, Shauna and Jess, for their continued assistance, encouragement, and love through this process. I sincerely appreciate my silent writing partners, Sky and Brooke Lottie, for always being close and entertaining. I'm forever grateful for Jeffrey, the best decision I ever made. He is always patient, supportive, and there to help me out of a block with a kind word or excellent suggestion, and he has read these stories too many times to count. And once again, my most profound gratitude is to my readers who have joined me on this amazing Impact series adventure. Thank you. Chapter 1, 59 Days After the Shooting.
Oh my God, Rex, I'm so sorry, Kate said, putting her hands over her mouth in surprise.
VIPs in his world had died in the collision that brought Rex and his wrath to Earth, but everything had become more complicated with the new knowledge that his parents were those very VIPs.
I love my mom so much. I can't imagine the pain if I lost her. I am so, so sorry.
Kate brushed away the fat tears that started to pour out of her eyes.
I wish I could give you a hug.
It's okay, Kate. We don't experience comfort from touch the way you do,
Rex slowly replied. Kate was in the white room where the walls, floor, and ceiling were all white, making it hard to tell how large the room was. Kate stared at the human-sized orange cat across the room and nodded.
Oh, right. That's just some kind of avatar anyway. I don't know where Rex is, or what he is.
She wiped her tears with her shirt. She patted her running shorts, wishing she had a tissue with her. She briefly considered using her crumpled pandemic running mask to blow her nose. The conversation was so shocking that Kate did not notice the temperature change. Or perhaps she had been in the white room so often that her body regulated itself faster. She was warm enough to remain standing comfortably, but the wave of empathetic pain was so heavy she sat back down on the floor, wrapping her arms around her knees.
Would you please tell me what happened? What exactly caused the collision? You keep saying the dangerous pollution, and I understand that humans have left extremely dangerous debris all over space, but what exactly happened to your parents?
Kate asked. Just a few moments ago, Kate was running down the beach looking for dolphins and feeling almost euphoric because they had thwarted new, additional global violence. The sky was full of clouds and explosions of beautiful color as the sun rose above the Atlantic Ocean. Crabs scampered about and birds flew out of her path when she got too close.
Everything seemed calm and normal. It was hard to imagine what Rex and the others would do next after making hundreds of millions of gun owners shoot themselves as punishment for polluting space. But working together, she, Sinclair, Joellen, and Rex had cleaned up space, making it safe for humans and others. Now she sat, hugging herself to keep from shaking, and not shaking from the cold, but heartbreaking sadness and fear of what Rex would say next.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?